American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to let you mandate me today, Sheriff Behan.
I don't think I'll let you arrest us today, Behan.
Dude, how did you hit that so fast? Honest to goodness, you had no idea I was going there. Greg down in Dallas, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good now, man.
Yeah, let's talk about research triage, right?
Yep.
Everything leading up to the show today went right smack out the window about an hour ago. For good reason, and you will be fascinated by this conversation today because we're going to take the direction, Supreme Court's ruling an hour ago, shooting down Biden's mandates. I'm going to take it in a different direction, and we're going to do that with my guest, Mr. Cam Edwards, who joins us here in the GunBroker.com studios here on the Crossbreed Mic. All of it presented by X Insurance. Cam Edwards, welcome in, brother. We're going right to you. We got a lot of ground to cover. This is the fastest hour in radio. It's going to fly by. Buckle in, baby. How you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. I got to be honest with you. I just got done reading both the majority opinion and the dissent. And I'm going to take you in a direction with the opening statements of the dissent when we get to that part of our conversation today, and I think it'll blow your mind. Maybe not yours because you get this stuff, and maybe not Armed American Radio listeners, but it will be a real eye-opener, and oh, yeah, that's what they were talking about. Cam, big news today on this mandate and the shoot-down of this mandate. It is not temporary. It is done. The Supreme Court has instructed, if you want this to come back to us, we're going to have to grant cert. Until then, whack. And I got to be honest with you, I wish we were a Sirius XM program today because the language would be different. But we're not. So be careful because I know you do a lot of Sirius XM as well. Cam, so much to cover today in so little time. Let's start with the mandates. What went through your mind when you heard that decision?
Yeah, I mean, first, obviously, just relief that the Supreme Court got this so obviously right. And, you know, I'm glad that we've got a conservative Supreme Court. I feel better about what the Bruin opinion is going to look like after reading this case, because, you know, like you and I were talking off air, like, it's just, God, it's so good to see some common sense coming from the Supreme Court. I mean, I know we're going to be quoting from this opinion a lot, but to me, one of the keys, it's on page six if people are reading this at home. They write that the Solicitor General doesn't dispute that OSHA is limited to regulating work-related dangers. The Solicitor General instead argues that the risk of contracting COVID qualifies as a work-related danger. We can't agree, says the court. Although COVID-19 is a risk that occurs in many workplaces, it is not an occupational hazard. And that, you know, that to me is the key here, right? So they say you can get COVID at home and schools, during sporting events, everywhere else that the people gather. That kind of universal risk, they say, is different or no different from the day-to-day dangers that all face from crime, air pollution, or any number of communicable diseases. Permitting OSHA to regulate the hazards of daily life simply because most Americans have jobs and face the same risks while on the clock would significantly expand OSHA's regulatory authority without clear congressional authorization. I mean, that to me is just the money quote there, because it's so clear that this was an abuse of power on the part of the Biden administration. And it's the same abuse of power that we're seeing when it comes to these ATF rules. It's the same abuse of power that we're seeing when we're coming to so many aspects of what they're trying to do, because they can't get their way through Congress. And so they are trying to abuse their executive authority time and time again. And so, again, I'm just glad that the court called it for what it was.
It didn't have a choice. Look, yesterday on the program, Greg, let me jump in here with you fast. Yesterday on the program, we predicted a 6-3 decision, possibly 5-4 if Roberts waffled, which we didn't expect to happen based not on his questions during the oral arguments, but more his statements. Did you catch that difference there, Greg? You noticed the difference between the question line of questioning and a lot more statements in this particular oral argument hearing. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
that gave us a direction, Cam. I felt really comfortable making a prediction. It's really hard to do that with the court and a line of questioning. But the statements that were coming from the individual justices were paving a roadmap for us, I thought. And if you go back and read this decision in its entirety, as both of us have done, you see those statements that were issued by the justices peppered throughout this majority opinion, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's fascinating, because you're right. Normally, you shouldn't read too much into some of these questions. But, you know, again, I think talking about Justice Gorsuch, this was the concurring opinion that he wrote that Justice Thomas and Alito joined. When you talk about the central question we face today is who decides, right? Like, so that to me really, I think, was one of the fundamental issues here. And we saw that being asked of by the justices during the oral arguments.
Yeah, let me quote here, too, for those of you who might be following along with us here. What page am I? I'm on page, looks like page 7. Let me drop down a little bit farther than Cam was. It says, in saying this much, we do not impugn the intentions behind the agency's mandate. Instead, we only discharge our duty to enforce the law's demands when it comes to the question of who may govern the lives of 84 million Americans. Respecting these demands may be trying in times of stress. But if this court were to abide them only in moral, tranquil conditions, declarations of emergencies would never end. And the liberties our Constitution's separation of powers seeks to preserve would amount to little. You hit it spot on when you were touching on the ATF. This is what all of this has to do with guns. Armed American Radio listeners and Cam and Company listeners, you get that. Cam, please expand on that. That is a bold statement by Gorsuch concurring in this majority opinion.
It is a bold statement, but again, I mean, as you say, there really is no way to come to any other conclusion, at least if you're giving the law a fair reading. I know we're going to talk about the dissent a little bit later, but, you know, again, he's absolutely right. When he talks about these declarations of emergencies that would never end and the liberties that our Constitution separates of powers seek to preserve would amount to little, well, that's exactly what's happening with the ATF declaring or preparing to declare that, hey, you know, those pistols that you bought, that you legally purchased, and the braces that you legally purchased. And we said, yeah, sure, yeah, whatever. Now we're saying that, you know, we're not even guaranteeing, but there's a 98% chance we're going to say that's a short-barreled rifle. So just to be on the safe side, you better register it under the National Firearms Act, or, you know, we might charge you with a federal felony offense. We might put you in prison for 10 years. Look, that is an absolute abuse of the authority of the ATF and the authority of the executive branch. And so the arguments that this is another case where the administration is overstepping its bounds and the court needs to step in, because otherwise the administration can enact all kinds of gun control laws.
Bingo.
Under the pretext of being executive rules, right? I mean, we've already seen this, Mark, where gun control groups have argued in court that AR-15s are, quote unquote, readily convertible to machine guns and therefore should be covered under the National Firearms Act. They're already making that argument. So if they can get away with this, with, you know, all of a sudden your pistol is a short-barreled rifle, why on earth would we not think that the next step would be, and your AR-15 is a machine gun?
Yeah, in layman's terms, listeners, what you're hearing here is regulatory agencies, in this case OSHA, and Cam is taking us now to the ATF, or what does Joe call it, Greg? He doesn't call it the, what does he call it? Joe, it's the ATF. It's the ATF, Joe.
To the AFT.
Okay, either way. That particular regulatory body, that regulatory body, if you give OSHA that much power as a regulatory body, and again, this was part of the line of questioning during the oral arguments last week, when we heard, and I believe it was Gorsuch, say, what about outside of the home? Can you name for me, government, any other OSHA regulation that requires people to take it home with them and live their lives outside the workplace with it? And I think he used, if I'm not mistaken, Cam, the example of a hard hat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would we have to, it's the same idea. Would we have to wear the hard hat when we go home? Okay. Because that's what they were talking about. Now we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, Cam, I want to jump to the dissent, and I'm going to give you just a heads up here of where I'm going with this. The reason the implication of this is so heavy for us as gun owners, listeners, is what you're going to hear in the next segment, because you know the left has been pushing guns as a public health issue. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the opening remarks in the dissent from Kagan, Sotomayor, and Breyer, and I want you to listen carefully to it, because we're then going to replace some of the words with guns, and you will be shocked. We will be back after this with Cam Edwards. Fascinating conversation today. Great day in America, and we've got a couple other things to cover, too. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I yield back.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters. Mike, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today across the country on dozens of radio stations, regardless of what time you're picking up the show today and whatever time zone you are in. All of this is presented by X Insurance for you, and it's a big day for freedom in America today. I'm talking with Cam Edwards, the legend himself. Cam, welcome back, brother. Yeah, I know,
man,
you know this.
Thanks so much for the invite, Mark. I always love getting a chance to hang out with you, by the way. And you're right, this is the fastest hour in radio by far.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but January 31st, we just inked a deal. We are adding an additional hour to this program every day from 4 to 6 Eastern Time, 1 to 3 Pacific, instead of 4 to 5. So we've added an extra hour. The growth of Armed American Radio continues to expand across the country. So I look forward to the next time being able to say, hey, can you join me for 2? And if not, at least we'll have a second hour to cover what we covered with you, right? I know you're busy.
I get to talk, and then I get to listen for an hour. Absolutely, man. Congratulations. That is fantastic. I'm so glad that, I'm so glad that you are, that gun owners are able to get this information from you on a daily basis, and the fact that you're now able to expand that to 2 hours, that's just fantastic. It's great for you, but it's also great for the movement.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And, of course, you have been doing this for a long time, which is why your opinion is so valued here. And, again, let me welcome you as a member, the newest member of the Board of Directors to the CCRKBA. It's so great to be able to work with you in that capacity as well. As you know, Cam, being a radio pro for a number of years, sometimes the best radio is the radio that goes on during the breaks, and that just happened now. So I want to bring it to you and to listeners. As Greg and I were talking, I actually made a mental note here and wrote it down on this piece of paper here. Because, as you know, one of the things that we're looking for in the SCOTUS New York Rifle Pistol Association case, the Bruin case, of course, is how wide is this ruling going to be? To what scope will it entail? Is it going to be narrow? What's the breadth look like? And that's important for us. We've just got a taste of how important that is here. When you look at the Supreme Court expanding their decision using outside the workplace, the reason that's important by focusing on OSHA does not have the authority, the regulatory authority granted it by Congress, not now, not ever, that would expand what they do, their regulations, to Americans when they leave that workplace. And that was made very clear. The reason that is so vital and so important is because now private businesses, Cam, could still say, hey, it's my business, I want to mandate vaccines. But by doing so, the individual employee can use this ruling, and the Supreme Court has come down and said, you don't have the authority, nor does OSHA, to regulate what I do outside the workplace. So I think you're going to see that part crushed as well. Would you agree?
You know, I would agree. Now, that specific language came from Gorsuch's concurrence, correct?
Correct, it did.
So one of the things that I'm not necessarily worried about, but I do think it's interesting that Roberts and Kagan and Kavanaugh didn't sign on to Gorsuch's opinion, which right. I think went further than those three. And so, you know, like, I mean, if I'm reading the tea leaves, I'm now starting to think about, okay, I've been thinking pretty, you know, binary, right? What's it going to be? Is it going to be, you know, 6-3? Is it going to be 5-4? What's that scope going to look like? But now you got to start thinking, all right, is it going to be 6-3 on, you know, some fundamental questions? And then you're going to see, you know, a concurrence that goes further, but doesn't necessarily carry the full weight of law. I mean, it's going to be, I don't know, because we now seem to have a couple of different wings of the conservative wing of the court, right, in terms of who is willing to, you know, really get to the heart of the matter here, which is that fundamental sphere of individual liberty that we possess, that the federal government cannot touch, that shall not be infringed, right, versus maybe a more pragmatic approach of, hey, listen, you know, this is not an occupational hazard, so you guys don't have the authority to do this, but you still have a lot of authority, and Congress might be able to impose new types of mandates, but it's not up to OSHA to do it. So, you know, in this case, I think it benefits, the ultimate decision benefits us, but you can start to see how maybe there's going to be a little bit of philosophical difference of opinion, even among conservatives, when it comes to that fundamental nature of our right to keep and bear arms. I think we're still going to get a good decision, but I'm now maybe a little more hesitant about how far a Justice Robertson, maybe even a Justice Kavanaugh, or a Justice Barrett may be willing to go here.
Yeah, that's interesting, because they didn't sign on. So does that, is you know, reading the tea leaves, I like that analogy, is going to be really difficult. It's always tough. Let's put it this way. It's always difficult to do with any court or with any jury, but particularly with the Supreme Court, particularly in these times. Although I was pretty comfortable with a 6-3 in this, I just did not feel that there was any possible way that Roberts could go any other way. And even if he did, it was a 5-4 majority. But yeah, this is big news all the way around. Let me take you now to the dissent. Justice Breyer, Justice Sotomayor, and Justice Kagan dissenting. Take a listen to the opening of the dissent. And listeners, I want you to keep in the back of your mind, when we talk about guns, as the liberals do, as a public health crisis or a public health emergency. This has been the new narrative over the last few years. And Cam, I know you and I were talking about this back during the Obama years. During Obamacare, we were concerned as gun owners. Could we get insurance because we were gun owners? They're putting this as, they're framing gun violence, to use their terms, as a public health issue. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to the opening. Every day, COVID-19 poses grave dangers to the citizens of this country. Now, let me stop there. Every day, gun violence poses grave dangers to the citizens of this country. Imagine if this were the majority opinion, and you go back to what we talked about in the original ruling, in the majority opinion, where they said the threat to our liberties essentially and mandates would never end. That's the fear we faced as gun owners every day. And I continue, COVID-19 poses grave dangers to the citizens of this country and particularly to its workers. Imagine if that said every day, gun violence poses grave dangers to the citizens of this country and particularly to its workers due to workplace violence. This disease. Go ahead, Cam.
Well, I was going to say, or particularly urban dwellers, where the majority of violent crime takes place. In cities like New York City, right?
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
You merely have to fill in the blanks. Line two. Mm-hmm. The disease has by now killed almost 1 million Americans and has hospitalized almost 4 million. We could fill in the blanks. Gun violence has now killed almost whatever left-wing organization's numbers they want to use and wounded almost blank whatever number they want to use. This is why a majority opinion that upheld these mandates would have been so devastating to us as gun owners, knowing damn good and well that they're going to now try to do this. Or imagine having a president who has precedent behind him by a Supreme Court majority opinion that allows him the ability to declare an emergency and a mandate to shut down all gun shops. Remember this phrase? Just for 2 weeks to flatten the curve of gun violence. And we're now 2 years into this. When we come back, we continue this fascinating conversation with Cam Edwards. And something else that's interesting, the Republicans grew a pair today, at least at the RNC. And we'll talk about that. And Brian Kemp, he apparently grew a pair today, too, in Georgia, with constitutional carry at the state of the state. We'll talk about that. More coming up with Cam Edwards. Don't go away.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I yield back.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. I have to admit, I had a way too big couple cups of Defender Coffee today. I was scooting all over the place this morning as I was doing my research, and the triage aspect of it kicked in about an hour before the radio program. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Please make it a point, a priority in your life to support the businesses that support this voice, that keep this subject on the airwaves, please. They don't want us doing it. That's why we have to support the businesses that keep us out here. Now, 13 years on the air, never having missed one weekend broadcast ever. I think 687 straight shows. That's a record somewhere. Cam Edwards, welcome back in, brother. I'm sorry we got taken to the break. I want you to comment on, you know, go ahead and put a stamp on this great day for freedom and liberty in this country, and take off a little bit more and how I was inserting those fill-in-the-blanks in that dissent. I would really love to hear more from you on that.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, I'm so glad that you did that, because that's the exact rationale. You know, we were talking about not being able to read the tea leaves sometimes. I think it's a pretty, I'm no Nostradamus, but I feel pretty confident predicting that Justice Breyer, Justice Sotomayor, and Justice Kagan are going to be in the dissent in the Bruin case. And I think this is largely the argument that they're going to make, exactly as you laid out, just replacing COVID-19 with, quote unquote, gun violence. But again, we could also maybe go back to Gorsuch's argument and talk about that from a Second Amendment perspective, you know, and It's interesting to me, Mark. You know, one of the most powerful briefs, I think you and I have talked about this, in the Bruin case, I think was filed by the public defenders in New York,
yes,
who argued that, look, we've got people who are not violent criminals. Most of them have no record whatsoever. Most of them are legal gun owners, and they're being arrested, and they're facing years in prison because they're carrying a gun because they can't, you know, without a license that they can't get. We saw this in Detroit, actually, yesterday. We had another group of public defenders come out and tell, they're basically demanding that the Wayne County prosecutor quit charging CCW-only cases. And, Mark, I got to tell you, I wrote about this in Barry Arms today. The numbers that they talk about are flipping astounding. This is one of those satellite radio moments.
Yeah.
Before COVID hit, CCW-only cases made up 6% of the Wayne County prosecution's total caseload. Now it's 30%.
Huge.
Almost one in three felony cases that they're working is somebody who was arrested simply for the quote-unquote crime of bearing arms without a government-mandated permission slip. That, by the way, is a felony offense that comes with a two-year mandatory minimum in Michigan. 97% of the people who are being arrested and charged with these crimes are black men. 70% of them are legal gun owners, Mark. And here's the thing. The Wayne County clerk has been so bad about issuing carry licenses that she was sued earlier this year because there was a backlog of more than a year. So you've got people, as crime is soaring in Detroit, legal gun owners saying, you know what, I don't feel safe. I can't get my carry license because they're telling me it's going to be, you know, June of 2022 before I can get one. I've got to risk it. You know, better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. They get pulled over for a traffic stop. They get arrested. Now they are facing that two-year prison sentence. Where's the justice in that? And yet that is the system that that Sotomayor and Justice Breyer and Justice Kagan are going to defend later this year. And so,
oh,
you know,
defend it, they're going to.
And by the way, yeah, absolutely. Well, look, and the Biden administration already did. You know, it's fascinating to me if we had Joe Biden try to lecture Americans about this voting bill this week. You know, are you going to stand on the side of George Wallace? Who is standing on the side right now of these unjust and discriminatory, not on their, not facially discriminatory, but discriminatory certainly in their practice, gun control laws that are putting people in prison, a disproportionate number of them, young black men without any criminal record, turning them into felons for the exercise of a constitutionally protected civil right?
Well, this all comes together. The Biden agenda is in so much trouble right now. We can literally tie this down. They're in so much trouble right now today. Biden admitted, I believe, late yesterday that divisive speech he gave right down the road from these studios, Cam, as you know, did not help his cause at all, number one. Number two, they lost this case. Now, I want to go back one more time to just how important this victory is for us as gun owners by quoting one more time from this dissent. And in those environments, keep in mind, they're talking about workplace environments here. This is the dissent signed on by Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. And in those environments, workplace, more than any others, individuals have little control and therefore little capacity to mitigate risk. Now, I'm going to insert the words gun violence here instead of COVID-19. Gun violence in the workplace, in short, is a menace in work settings. The proof is all around us. Since the violence began, most Americans have seen their workplaces transformed. Now, you could put schools in there. You could insert anything you want. So understand, listeners, why this is so vital. But we can tie all this together with the agenda of Biden's going down the toilet. They now admit today also that it is highly unlikely, Cam, that they're going to be able to transform the Senate rules through rework of the filibuster, meaning, i.e., eliminating the filibuster, to ram through that federal vote bill that you were talking about. They can't do that. The RNC has stepped up to the plate today and said any one of our candidates, presidential candidates in 2024, is going to have to sign on to doing no presidential debate committee sponsored debates. In other words, we're tired of your liberalism and we're not going to put up with it anymore. This is evidence to me that the RNC is growing a pair of stones as we get closer to 2024. So what does all this mean as Biden's agenda collapses around him? This is what I fear, and I think Mr. Gottlieb backs me on this, and I think you will too. If you don't, please let me know. But desperation is going to come in the form of trying to enact something that he wants to claim that was part of his campaign. And part of his campaign, the biggest part of it that hasn't been touched specifically yet, is gun control. So look for the push for gun control to be relentless, because the Biden campaign is so desperate for a victory. Tackle that one, if you wouldn't, take us to the break.
Oh, I think Gotham is right. Look, Biden, as you say, is flailing. I was actually looking at an AP NORC poll earlier today, and specifically on the issue of gun control, the left thinks he is doing so little. Like, the left is so angry at him for not doing more. David Chipman didn't get through. Look, I don't think that's because of Biden alone. I think it's because Chipman was an awful candidate, and gun owners came out and made our voices known. But the left really wants him to do something on gun control. And yes. Again, we've talked about his tendency to, throughout his short time in office, to just absolutely abuse the executive authority that he's constitutionally given. So this is an area where, look, Congress, I'm not worried about Congress passing his gun ban. But I am absolutely worried about him trying to implement some ATF rule like we were talking about earlier that goes even further than turning stable or, pistol stabilized braces into short barrel rifles and turns AR-15s into machine guns. And all of a sudden now it's Mr. and Mrs. America, register your rifle or become a federal felon. And without a vote by Congress, just a simple signing of the pen and a, publishing of a rule in the Federal Register. And all of a sudden, you and me and millions of other Americans are considered criminals by the federal government. That, look, if Biden gets desperate enough, and I think that he very well might between now and November, mm-hmm. to, need to do something to try to turn out his base of support. And it's not that a lot of these folks are going to suddenly vote Republican. They're just going to stay home because they're so, disappointed and angry at the lack of Biden being able to do anything. And he needs them to turn out. Otherwise, we win. And this could be a transformative election, Mark. It really could be.
Well, take it this way as we go to the break, Cam. We go to the break, we'll continue on the other side. But let's flip it. Let's flip the script. Mm-hmm. In Georgia, the Republicans, Kemp and Perdue and Vern Jones, all have to have gun owners come out, which is why they are pushing so hard now for constitutional carry. They need the gun vote for their base, just as Biden done. This is predictable, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side.
Let's go, Brandon, and let's impeach Joe Biden.
Go, Brandon. I agree.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
I will be breaking bread with Marty Daniel and Cindy Daniel at the SHOT Show coming up. I leave on Monday. Cam Edwards, am I going to see you there?
Yes. As long as I can get out. We're supposed to have a big snowstorm hit Sunday night. I was supposed to fly out Monday, so as long as I've already told my wife, we lost power in our last storm, so I said, you're on your own. I'm going to Vegas, so yes, you should see me there.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to that, because I will be there as well, and I can't wait to see you there. We'll all be in that media area, which is now, I guess, in the middle of the SHOT floor, where a huge vendor had, I guess, bailed. So they're going to have us in the middle of the floor, which is good, because we'll have access to everything, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Maybe, in fact, listeners, I'll tease this. If we can tie each other down, I'll go ahead and interview Cam, maybe from the floor of the show, when one of the live broadcasts, if we can squeeze that in. In the meantime, please support all of our partners here, please. I'm not going to go through the whole list today. I've still got a lot to cover with Cam, and we've only got one segment left. I'm just going to please point you and ask you to make it a priority to support our sponsors. It's really easy to do. Just visit armedamericanradio.com or armedamericannews.com, and you'll see the partners up there that support these companies that make it possible to bring you these voices every single day over America's airwaves. Very important that our voice stays out there, because there are none others like it. And we appreciate your support. We have to have it. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And remember, all of this is brought to you by X Insurance. If you don't have X Insurance and you think you have CCW insurance, you don't. Someone else does. You're just an additionally insured. That's not the way I live my life. I don't want to be an additional insured. I want insurance in my name, and I have it. X Insurance covers me directly. A-plus rated, AM best, real insurance company. Get real with us, okay? Xinsurance.com. Cam, I was talking about flipping the script in that as we went into this break, and it's so vital, because we see the gun vote so necessary here in Georgia as we now move to constitutional carry. And what I think is fascinating to me is 10 weeks ago, I would have told you we didn't stand a chance. Now I can tell you about probably 99.9%. That's going to be one of the first bills that moves through the Georgia legislature between January and March. And it will be signed because of what we're talking about. Well, on the flip side of that, Biden is, this is as predictable as the day is long, guys. He's going to go after gun control as hard as they are here for the Republican base, but he's the president. So watch for this power grab in these regulatory agencies, and that's what you'll see. ATF, as Cam is talking about, regulatory-wise, and you'll see it possibly through executive action because he's got to have some type of victory. He is flailing hard, brother. I don't think I've seen a president flail like this.
I mean, not since Carter. And you know, and Biden's put like 4 years worth of Carter's fails into about 12 months, which is kind of scary, you know. But the other thing, too, I would say, Mark, is look for, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I would not be shocked if we saw the Justice Department team up with, you know, blue state AGs in places that really need to have their turnout goosed, you know, to go after gun companies or, you know, quote unquote, ghost gun manufacturers or, you know, to do something in the legal sphere to show that, you know, they're on board here with the gun control agenda. But if I can, I want to talk about what's going on in Georgia, because, man, it is amazing. And you're right. If in a way, I guess, no matter how you feel about Brian Kemp or David Perdue, you got to thank Perdue for getting into this race, because I think it did light a fire under Brian Kemp when it comes to the issue of constitutional carry, because now Brian Kemp, you know, he wants to really show voters, look, this is what I'm doing for you. You need to come out and support me. I will say this, man, as a Virginia voter, we had a pretty divisive Republican primary, and it was amazing to see gun owners come together and pull behind Glenn Youngkin, and we have a Republican governor and a lieutenant governor and a Republican attorney general, and the Republicans took back the House of Delegates. So no matter who you're rooting for, no matter how divisive the fight, I would just encourage every gun owner to, you know, come together, support the candidate come November, and, you know, that's how we win, man. That's how we get what we want in the legislature. And I think you're right about constitutional carry in Georgia. I'm hoping we're going to see that same election calculus play for Mike DeWine in Ohio, Ron DeSantis in Florida, although I was a little disappointed that DeSantis didn't specifically mention constitutional carry in his State of the State address this week, unlike Ryan Kemp, you know. But I think, man, I think we're in decent shape for five more constitutional carry states this year. I'm getting a little concerned about Indiana. But I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling very good about Georgia. Feeling pretty good about Ohio and
Florida. Don't forget Alabama and possibly Louisiana in that mix. Alabama. Also, you know.
Yeah. We came so close to that veto-proof majority in Louisiana last year, and we would have had it if we didn't have a couple of Democrats flip their votes. So, you know, that's a problem in Louisiana. I'm really concerned about. I don't know if you've talked about the sheriff in Mobile County, Alabama. Sam Cochran, who is, you know, just trying to be the one man derailment of constitutional carry. But, he is trying to drum up opposition among the sheriffs. And I get it. I mean, these sheriff's departments are funded
money
in some cases by more than $1 million. Exactly. And look, man, I feel bad. But at the same time, why on earth are concealed carry holders shouldering this extra burden of you know, funding the law enforcement agency? This is a public safety agency. The general public should be funding that agency. So,
well, you know what's interesting, Cam?
Needs to come up with a fix. Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned him, because here's the dynamic in play that you're not hearing. And that is, I'll use me as an example. Anytime I can do that, I certainly will. Constitutional carry will pass in this state. I am not going to relinquish my permit, because I travel outside the state of Georgia. The same thing will hold true in Alabama. They will at least, at the very least, see a leveling off of revenue, but not an increase in revenue. And the Second Amendment isn't about making money for a particular law enforcement agency, as you were just mentioning. So the dynamics in play here are quite fascinating. And Georgia is going to be the single race to watch, gubernatorial race, for a lot of reasons. Stacey Abrams running, the amount of money coming in here. And I'm going to go a step back. You're right about David Perdue. But I got to hand it off to Donald Trump, who pushed him to get in primary Brian Kemp, who ran the most pro-gun gubernatorial campaign, Cam, I've ever seen, and then did nothing.
Yep.
Now, granted, he doesn't write legislation, but he wasn't out there hammering them day to day. Hey, I ran on this. Help me out. In fact, David Ralston tabled the only pro-gun bill we had right after the Atlanta Spa murders, which, by the way, as you know, Cam, occurred less than 5 minutes from these very studios, the first set of murders. And David Ralston said, out of, what did he call it? He said, sympathy. He didn't feel it was the right time to bring the... What the hell does that have to do with anything? My rights have nothing to do with the maniac who killed four people in one spa and then four at another. So fascinating, fascinating dynamics in play across this country, particularly down here in Georgia. Cam, I can't thank you enough, man. Thank you for being here. I wish we had another hour January 31st. We will. You never know.
I might hold you to that. I'm excited to see you next week. Hey,
you bet.
We'll do it. I'm excited to see you next week at SHOT, man. Looking forward to catching up. Thanks so much for the invite,
you
Mark.
Got it. Travel safe, Cam. Thanks for jumping in here. I appreciate it much. That's Cam Edwards. He is the legend. He is the man. So much fun to have Cam on the program, and what a day to have him. His appearance here was scheduled on Monday for today, and we were just thrilled that everything came down the way it did today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as I, and I know Cam, enjoyed bringing it to you today, along with Greg and everybody at Armed American Radio. We're going to get up and do this again tomorrow because we can. That's what we do. And until we meet on the radio tomorrow, there will be a lot more to talk about overnight, I can promise you. Remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
Let's go, Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.